Let's see. Bum, 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 bum.
You go first again?
I go first again. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, have you been getting out of the house more lately?
I sure have, Jim. In fact, I went to the zoo the other day.
Oh, wow, I love the zoo.
Me too. And I bet we have the same favorite animal.
Tiger cubs.
All right, we are midweek into
yes, we are
listener June new music. Mm-hmm. This has become just a great sort of franchise.
It really has.
Sort of just kind of developed organically, yeah. Which is even better.
It really did, yeah. And you know, as I said earlier in the week, we appreciate everybody keeping these calls brief so we can get more voices in there. It's lovely to hear from people that we haven't always heard from and starting to get new people in there. It's great. So really appreciate everybody helping us make this even better.
Yeah, it's so fun. We started this monthly new music series, I don't know, a couple of years ago
or back.
Maybe even longer than that. Just you and I making picks, and then
that's
it was
right.
Like the light bulb went off. Oh, we should do the interns,
they're
right? And then
us.
Stephen Routledge just started calling in with his picks.
That's right.
And he'd get a featured spot, and then other people started
followed
as well. And
lead,
it grew so big that like we had to say, like, keep it to one or two songs because it's just getting
right.
So huge.
Yeah,
right?
We want to get everyone in.
Yeah, yeah. So now we have so many callers it's who
amazing.
Call in, you know, on a regular basis,
yeah.
Right? And then we have Shadow here, too. He wants to get in on this.
And we do have an amazing playlist that comes out of this at the
yep.
end. So if you don't already subscribe, go to suburbspod.com, look for our newsletter link there, and you can subscribe to that Friday missive where we include that playlist. Handy dandy, awesome. Every month I listen to it, just spin through it and get new favorites. Something's going crazy, Jim. I don't know where you are, but if you've noticed when on Spotify, when you create a new playlist, now they just number it for what
yes.
the playlist is. The other day I went to make a playlist and I realized it said my new playlist, 1,316.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, wait a minute,
what?
I've gone a little bit out of control.
Oh, because I started one the other day and it was numbered 185.
Okay.
I thought that
I made
was a
few
lot,
more. I got Spotify when it first came out, and I guess they've tracked me all the way back. But another thing I will say in my defense, those are not all mix CDs. A lot of times for me, it's just easier to grab a new album and drop it into a
oh.
new playlist. So a lot of those are just new albums.
I see.
As we've been going through this week, I've already added like another 7 or 8. So that's how I do it. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. It just makes it easier for me to see what's on the feed on the left side.
Okay. So where are we here? Let's get to today's first caller. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's see. Bob here is going to kick us off.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow listeners. This is Bob Peterson with my June new music pick. The album is Earth Trip from Rose City Band. This is the third album from the psychedelic country rock band, and it's their most mellow to date. The reason for this is probably because it was written during the pandemic. The main songwriter and guitarist, Ripley Johnson, wrote about reconnecting with nature as a way to deal with the isolation. The album is a slow burn, maintaining a relaxed tempo from start to finish. The songs have hushed vocals with soothing pedal steel guitar, occasional harmonica, and melodic noodling lead guitar. To me, it sounds like a spacey version of Harvest by Neil Young. The lead singer, Ripley Johnson, describes his arrangements in this way on his Bandcamp page. Quote, I was trying to capture that feeling when you take psychedelics and they just start coming on, unquote. Well, I guess I'm going to have to take his word on that. But the song I wanted to highlight is called Lonely Places, which actually is the most upbeat of the songs on the album. Enjoy. Thank you.
Wide open spaces. Thank you.
All right. So I guess that's the song that you write or play when you're coming down.
Right. Yeah, maybe
is
so.
What it is?
Yep, yeah. That's probably a good thing. Yeah. You're in a safe space now. Yeah, really nice. I mean, I think it was described really, really well. It's got that gentle harvest kind of shimmer to it, which is really, really nice too. And that's a good safe place to be as well anytime. So really nice. I believe is Portland the Rose City? Am I right about that? Okay.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Is that where they're from?
I don't know, but just
it
thinking
would make sense.
Rose City Band. Maybe not.
Let me see if I can find out here.
I know that the guitar player Ripley Johnson is in the Rose City Band, and he's a prolific guitar player. He's played with a bunch of different groups.
Rose City Band, Portland, Oregon.
Ah, yep, good.
There you go.
Okay.
Way so go they best. Are true to their word.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, so we go from Rose City to the Glass City of Toledo, Ohio.
Nice. Hello, Jim Patrick, interns and community. This is Charlie Matt calling in from Toledo. I may have gotten my May picks in a bit late. I apologize. I hope I haven't missed June as well. It's been pretty hectic to the end of the month. On top of all that, I was kind of waiting desperately to find something to jump out at me for a selection. I do have a few I want to mention. Nothing But Thieves released a new song called Future Proof, which they describe as a rock hip hop hybrid, and it's pretty damn catchy. And then James McMurtry released his first new music in 7 years. I really like it. It's a breezy road song, or it's a breezy love song, maybe a little bit of a breezy love of the road song, I don't know. It's off of his upcoming album called The Horses and the Hounds. And that would have been my pick immediately had I not been audibly slapped in the face with my real choice of the month. Sometimes, my friends, the Spotify stars align and it spits out a recommendation so profound that I immediately have to go out and buy their music, which I actually did for this banger of an album, and I paid way too much in shipping, I will add. The album is As Blue as Indigo, and the band is Tiger Cub. These guys are a three-piece out of Brighton, England. They are what I can only describe as Death From Above and Royal Blood had a baby, and then that baby got its major in Muse and mastered in Queens of the Stone Age. They can rock really hard. It can be almost metal at sometimes. But at the same time, they also have a quiet, almost symphonic interlude. Some songs on the album. They actually just announced some tour dates with Royal Blood, and in case you didn't know, Royal Blood is also a Brighton-based band and also one of my favorite bands, so I'm sure that, you know, they know each other and they're buds. There must be something in the water over there on the south coast of England that makes some damn good hard rock, and I'll admit I'm a sucker for it. I'm even admit that I'm a Seagulls fan. We'll see you guys on the top of the table next season. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this band. If you want to play the track Beauty, which seems to be the popular single on the album, you really get the Queens of the Stone Age vibes on that track specifically. Anyway, looking forward to hearing other people's selections, and as always, keep rocking the suburbs. Bye.
Transmit.
All right, Tiger Cub Beauty.
Yeah, amazing that the California desert stoner rock sound is translated to the south coast of England.
Right,
very interesting.
Right.
Yeah, very, very cool. Thank you, Charlie Mack, man. Good other stuff sprinkled in there, too, that he was liking. So very
cool. That's right. I hope that was worth the cost of shipping.
Yeah, it's right? not cheap. No, that's right. It is not.
All right. And he, what did he mention at the end of the call about something about the table?
Oh, what was he talking about? I think that was a reference to Brighton and Hove Albion, the Seagulls. They're the English Premier League team.
That was over my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very subtle, Charlie. Very well done.
Are they getting relegated? Is it? Or?
No, I think they stayed up.
They did.
As far as I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't go down this year, I don't believe. I believe it was not them.
Okay.
Brighton did. I mean, Bournemouth is still in the second division. They're right near Brighton. They're
okay.
down on the south coast there.
All right. Got it. Okay. All right. There you go. Tiger Cub. And thanks, Charlie. Love to hear from someone in Toledo.
Yeah.
That's great.
Fantastic.
We'll get together at some point.
The
I promise.
Glass City.
I'll be out there at some point. Okay. Now, let's see here. Oh, so this is interesting. We go from Toledo to another place where I lived, which is Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Suburbs Pod family. It's Coop here from Louisville, Kentucky, calling in with my June new music picks. I've got one song and one album for you to check out. The first song, the song is by Matt and Kim. I believe I've talked about Matt and Kim before and how much I love them. If you get a chance to go to a Matt and Kim live show, please do so. It's so much fun. You will have a good time. Do not take your kids. It is not safe for children, but it is a really good time. Recently, they haven't released a new album, but they have been releasing some singles and some digital EPs. They came out with a song called Rah 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 in June. This is gonna be my song of the summer. It's so much fun. You gotta, like most of my suggestions, you gotta crank it up really loud. But it's a really good song. It's called Rah 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 by Matt and Kim. Great song. Now, the album for you to check out, it's by a band called Tiger Cub, all one word. And again, this is Spotify coming through for me. It was on my Discover Weekly. They had an album come out called As Blue as Indigo. The first song that I heard was Blue Mist in My Head. And it sounded like Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age if he was fronting Royal Blood. So it's real heavy, good stuff, though. It was solid. But the song that I would like you to play is called Stop Beating on My Heart Like a Bass Drum. That song is incredible. It doesn't necessarily have the Royal Blood and the Queens of the Stone Age vibes to it. But it's gonna finish in my top 10 songs of the year for sure, because it's so much fun. It's so catchy. Anyway, thanks again for letting us share our new music picks between Spotify and this podcast. That's how I get my new music. So thanks again. Talk to you soon.
All right, that was Adam Coop.
Coop.
Yep. Okay, so he also likes Tiger Cub.
Yeah, amazing.
So we'll save that for the playout.
Okay.
We're going to get a second shot at Tiger Cub here.
Segue.
And his description was pretty much the same.
Yeah.
As what Charlie had, right?
Beautiful.
Okay. But first, let's hear this song, Rah, 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 from Matt and Kim. Okay, interesting that it's called Rah Rah Rah, because it very much sounds like something you'd hear in an arena.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
A sporting
right.
event.
Yep.
Yes.
Very cool. I have never seen Matt and Kim in person, Jim. Have you ever seen them play?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Supposedly they're a lot of fun. They jump around and it's like a really fun show. But we
but not for kids.
We appreciate that warning.
Yeah,
thank
right.
you, Coop.
Okay. Thanks for that. And then, as I mentioned, we'll play the Tiger Cub song, Stop Beating on My Heart Like a Bass Drum.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that for the playout. Okay.
Sounds good.
Let's see. What do we have tomorrow? Let me check notes.
Shuffles papers.
Yeah. Three more callers tomorrow.
Sweet.
All right. All right. Let's get out of here. Let's head over to that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Now and then I get a window showing me a field in summer sun. Oh, when I go to sleep, clouds beautifully sweet until it snows. I've been dreaming of a time I'm sleeping with a smile when I'm alone. But you're beating on my heart. Please stop beating on my heart like a bass drum. I can feel the storm, I can feel it coming on. I can feel my heart beating like a Tommy gun. I can keep that calm. Maybe I should end it all. It's just more, Patrick.
Just more. What's 1,000 playlists?
That's right.